Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In fact, Job. Remember Job? You see a behind the scenes operation of this. Don't you see this in the book of Job? The devil is coming. What's he trying to do? He's trying to build a case against Job. He hadn't been able to do it for a long, long time. He wanted to hurt Job. He wanted to get to him, and he couldn't do it. He kept on pushing, said, but I tell you what, he will curse you to your face. He don't really love you. He don't really believe in you. I mean, if he didn't have all this stuff, if he wasn't so blessed, he would curse you. He would deny you. And he keeps on trying. And he found things to build a case. He found things to cause a judgment. And listen to this. This is interesting. Go to the book of Job. Job 9. See, Job, he didn't know who his problem was. He didn't know about the devil. And he wasn't redeemed. He was not born again. He was not blood bought. But he spoke by revelation in this ninth chapter. Look at this. This will make you shout when you see what it means. Job chapter 9. Job is hurting. He's in a bad way. Judgment has been executed against him. The destroyer has found access to him, and that's all he was waiting on. He destroyed him right and left. And in the ninth chapter of Job, Job began to talk, and down about verse 30 or so, 32, Job 9:32, he said, God is not a man as I am, that I should answer him. See, all Job talked about was God. He didn't know about the devil. So that's all he's talking about is God. God, why are you doing this to me? Later he had to repent for it. He accused God of being unfair. And he said, God is not a man like me that I should answer him and we should come together in what? In judgment. And neither is there any what? Daysman, or other translations will say mediator, what? Between us that might lay his hand on us both. See, he's speaking by revelation. He said, man, I need some counsel. I need a mediator. And he did. I need somebody between me and God to plead my case and help me out in this deal. I need a daysman, somebody that could lay his hand on God and lay his hand on me and be in between. You can't say that. I said, you can't say that because you have a mediator. You have the daysman betwixt you and God. There's one God and there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. He's there where he ever lives. To make intercession. And that doesn't just mean pray. That means to plead our case. Intercede. He's in between us. Oh, glory to God. Pleading our case. Pleading our case. Skip over to Job 16. You'll see it came up in him again. You know, there's so much ignorance about the book of Job. Lord, teach us more about it, please. Job 16. Look at this. 16. This is further. He is beside himself with vexation. And he's hurting in so many ways. And in verse 21, Job 16:21, he cries out. This is revelation. He says, oh, that one might plead for a man with God as a man pleads for his neighbor or for his friend, other translations say. He said, I need somebody to plead my case. We've got somebody. I said, we have somebody. But, like I said before, I don't care. You can have the best attorney for your defense in the universe. And if you won't work with him, if you won't cooperate with him, if you undermine his work, how many know with the best attorney there is, you can still hang yourself? Certainly you can. I don't care how good your attorney is. You take the stand and confess to the crime, you're done. Let's go back now. You're in the cell. You've messed up. You've blown it. The curse is working in your life. How many believe Jesus is always there to help you? He ever lives to make intercession for you. He comes and he reminds you of the transcript. He said, all right, now I got this. Remember, I've never lost a case. I got this. But you got to stay with me. This is all you say. All you say. I don't care what they bring up. I don't care what kind of evidence they try to show. I don't care what they accuse you of. You plead innocent because of the blood. That's all you do. So every day on the witness stand of life, the enemy try to bug you. He'll try to bring up all your mistakes and all your failures. And you just act like you don't even know what he's talking about. You go, I'm innocent. I'm innocent by the blood. Amen. Innocent? You are not. You know what you said. You know what you did. You know you don't deserve to be blessed and healed and prosper. Sorry, Rusko. No. I'm innocent. Amen. I'm innocent. What about what you did on so-and-so? You just look at him with a blank look like. What about what you did on the 13th of October, 2003? You like, I'm innocent. Amen. And he'll say, look at this, Exhibit A. And he'll go try to play the video and it'll be blank. Yeah. Washed by the blood. He'll try to show the court Exhibit B, but it's blank. It's blank. It's all blank. And you smile and go, I told you. I'm innocent. I'm blessed. I should be blessed. I'm innocent. You are not. You are not. And he can only go so long that way. And there's nothing. He has nothing to back up his case. You won't give him any testimony. His evidence has been washed away. The head of the court will only let that go so long, and he'll go, enough. The accuser of your brethren is shut up. And your great mediator, the head of the church, steps up and says, Your Honor, my Father, you're feeling good about this already. He said, the accused, your son, my brother, has testified that she is innocent of all charges and deserves no punishment for any sin and deserves no curse. I present for the court's consideration Exhibit A, my blood on the mercy seat. This blood speaks. And this blood says, innocent. Innocent. They are innocent. Innocent. The Father says the court has accepted that evidence long ago. He says, Your Honor, my Father, the accused, your son, my brother, has testified that they deserve no cancer. They deserve no terminal illness. They should be healed, and they are healed. I present for the court's consideration Exhibit B, my stripes. You're really smiling now because, you know, it's in the bag. This is done. This is done. And I'm just giving you some, you know, some types of this because this is how you stay blessed. Yeah. And how judgment is never afforded. Amen. And the devil does not get access. Now go with me to Lamentations 3, please. Glory to God. Somebody said, that sounds rigged. It is. And ain't a thing the devil can do about it. There ain't nothing he can do about it. And who is the one that can mess you up? Yourself. Yourself. You know where Lamentations is? It's in the Old Testament. Right? You know where Ezekiel is? Well, it's right before Ezekiel. It's right after Jeremiah. Lamentations 3. I told you something a few moments ago, and I told you I'd give you scripture for it, and so that's what I'm doing right now. Lamentations 3. I said to you that when it says God shall smite with this, God shall strike with this, it should be understood in a permissive sense, in that God is passing judgment that allows the destroyer access. How many understand, even a king, an earthly king, if he wants a ditch dug, does he have to go find a shovel? No, he's not getting off the throne and going digging the shovel. He makes a decree that it's done, right? And so God is not leaving the throne and going putting cancer in his kids, or destroying their cars, or sending a tornado and tearing up their house. If it's stealing and killing and destroying, Jesus told us. Who's doing it? Who? The thief, also in Revelation called Abaddon, Apollyon, the destroyer. Is that talking about God?
No.
Is God the destroyer?
No.
Is Jesus the destroyer?
No.
Is God a thief?
No.
Is he a killer? Certainly not. And to imply so is blasphemous. That's what blasphemy means. You're vilifying someone who does not deserve it. People who call God the destroyer and a thief and a killer, they are slandering his good name. God is good. He's the giver of life. He's the healer. He's the restorer. He's the provider. He's not against us. He's for us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Destroyer? Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R1004D. That's R1004D, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.